The command from Bava Melach was discussing the din of Trefa by the Kaved, and it says that if Nita Kaved and Nishtarim and Kazayas, it's kosher. And then the Gemara brings down this Maisa, that Ahu Pulmusa, the Asa Pumbadisa, there was an army of the guy, and they came to Pumbadisa, and Arku Rabba of Rabbi Yosef. And Rabba and Rabbi Yosef ran away. They ran away because of the army, because of the Melchama. So Pagabu Rab Zera, found them, and Amarlu, he said to them, Arukai. Arukai means people who ran away from the Melchama. The kazayas that we said that has to be nishar from the kaved, it has to be dafted in the makam of the mara in order for it not to be a treifa. Rav Ada Bar Hava Amar b'makam shichaya. Rav Ada Bar Hava says it has to be not b'makam mara but b'makam shichaya, makam where it gets its chias. So that's a machlekes. What does it mean where the kazayas has to be? But it's interesting that the Gemara brings this down in the middle of the story of these Rabba and Rav Yosef who ran away from the Muhammad, and he told them arukai. Shaila is what's the shaychus between that maisa and this halacha, the Kazayas Makam Mara? The Gemara brought it down. It sounds like it has some shaychus to what we're talking about. And there's a beautiful beer from the Chassam Sefer to be mazer this Indian. It's over here in the Chidushim, very much Bekitzer, but he's marich about this in his Sefer Zikaron, which is Sefer HaZikaron, is a Sefer he wrote about his, what happened during the Milchamas, then when he was in Pressburg, different things that happened. And he mamash goes through the Pratim, what happened, and he writes Gevaldik Hazach over there that he, during the Milchama, while he was in the city, it seems to be there was a Shaila, do you leave the city or not? So he says that in the Shir de Yayman, the Shir today, we learned the Gemara in Chulin, Perkel Chafis, Mabamba Manalf, Mamash Sugya, and he quotes our Gemara. And he says that Reisi Maisav in Iskati Halacha, that he saw a Maisa, and through that Maisa, he was able to figure out the Pshat and the Gemara over here, because he said that there's a Shaila, old Shaila, what to do when there's a city and there's a Milchama coming to the city. What is the tafkid of the Rav? The Mar da Asa, what should he do? Should he stay with the city, stay with his kehila at the time of the Muhammad to be megan on them, to help them, mechazik them, or should he run away? Maybe he should run away to a different city because that way he'll be able to daven for them and do more for them when he's out of danger. So maybe it's better that he talk and runs away. And he said that he heard that when in Prague there is a matzah, there is a siege, and there is a Muhammad going on, so the Nadi Behuda wanted to leave. He wanted to leave the city. But the leaders of the city wouldn't let him leave. So he says why he wanted to leave is move on, because he didn't want to be in a makom sakana, he didn't want to lose his schuyas, use up his schuyas because of that, but they didn't want him to leave because they wanted him to stay there and protect them. And he says, V'chein roi l'manhigam shol Yisrael, limsa nafshol l'ashrichim negad over amlai v'la l'anicham b'sakana, v'lotz esim valda nafshol l'chud. And that's what a manik should do. He shouldn't worry about himself, he should stay there and be ma'isa nefesh to stay with his kehila. And then he says, but Nidach Yisrael, you heard that there are those who argue on that on Haga, because in Kilak Daisha of Mentz, was also in a siege one time, and they sent their Rav, Reb Chaim Hirsch, they sent him away to be out of the Sakana, to go be out of the city. And in another city called Kavalens, they sent their Rav, Reb Ziskin Gundrash, they sent him away to also not be there, B'Shas Muhammad. And he says that he heard from his Rabbi, the Afla, that the reason to do that is that the, why should the Rav have to suffer them for no reason? Let him go somewhere else, and he should be safe, and he could daven for them and be a schus for them and try to help them in any way possible. So, and he said, besides that, there's another skula by the Rav leaving, because b'tilto gadol ayir yinutzach ha'sayne, through the tilto, the fact that the Rav has to leave, that itself brings the Yeshua. Like the Pasuk says, we even saw Aaron, Shua Talmud Chacham, and the Aaron, which is Talmud Chacham, travels, he goes away, then the Pasuk says, Kum Hashem mefutza yivecha minusim esanechem mipanecha, that causes the enemies to go away. So he says, L'maisa, we see there's a machlekes over here between the Hanhaga, the Manhige Prague, and then Hanhaga, these other kehilas. What is the proper thing to do? Should the Rav go away or should he stay? We wanted to say that that's mamash the beer and the machlekes over here in the Gemara, because when we say that Kazayis Sha'amru, B'makam Mare, he says the Bechlal, this whole trefa of the Kavod that we're talking about over here, the trefa of the Kavod is not Machmas, the Kavod itself, but it's because the Kavod protects the Mara. It protects the Mara that shouldn't spill out throughout the whole body. And he says we find every Tzara and Nagin Machla is also referred to as Mara. And the Cherev of Malcham Abbas is called, the Makas Cherev is called Mara as well. So Mara refers to the Tzara. So he says that when the Gemara over here says the Rabbi of Yosef ran away, and they wanted to be out of the city, B'Shas Sakana. So when Reb Zera found them, he told them, Arukai, that you guys ran away. That's not the right thing to do, because Kazayis Sha'amru B'Makom Mara, which means that the Kazayis of the Kaved, which provides with the protection from the Mara, it has to be Dafka B'Makom HaMara. It has to be the place of the Mara, the place of the Tzara. they should be in the place of the sakana and the difficulty. They shouldn't run away, just like the kazayis has to be in the makam of the mara. But then the other mandarin said, they said that kazayis has to be in makam chaya, the fakir. The kazayis should go away, should not be together with the mara, should go to a place where it gets chias, a place where it can live and not be besakana, and that way it's able to provide hagana for the city when they're out of the city. So he wanted to say that this shaila is good for the machlekes amarayim over here, whether the kazayis is b'makam mara, b'makam chaya, should you run away or should you not? And that's why he sent this halacha dafka over here to be meramis to them that you need to have kazayis b'makam mara, that they should be in the city b'shan sakana, and they should not run away. So that's what he said. He ends off in imki lachria eni kadai. It's not for him to be machria. Then he goes on to say shot on that I'll piece some other gemaras, but that is the sadistic shaila that he brought up. It seems to be a machlekes and minhagim between different cities, different manhigim. And the way he's learning is really the machlekes and the Gemara, as he's meramis to Bekitzer and his chidushim over here.